Yeah, City just has that flair about them tonight. It looks like they're going to be in this right till the end.
And Kansas City almost turned it over there, but it was a good hustle play there by Amanda Clifton to get the loose ball back. Kansas City resets their offense with Clifton and the two Parrishes up top. Clifton gets the ball on the left side. Now she gives it back to Megan Parrish. They give it to Hendricks from the free throw line. Her shot goes up and it's wild, but she tracks down a rebound. And we're going to get a jump ball called as her and Chelsea Bitzer go to the floor. And Bitzer's playing with three fouls, but she's got to play like there's no tomorrow because there is no tomorrow.
Well, that's exactly right. And right on cue, Miranda First is going to come back in, and she's going to give a breather to...
Buddy said Chelsea.
Well, there's two of them out there. We'll see which one. No, nope, neither one. Ashley Van Hoos is going to come out.
So 3:35 to go. Cassidy has the ball under the basket, and they're trailing by one. 30-29. Looks to get it in. Now they finally get it in. Bitzer almost picks it off, but they get it to Megan McKenzie Parrish. She makes a spin move at the top. Bounce pass inside. So, wow, and there's that hook shot again. I'd love to have that on tape to teach that to the young 5th, 6th, 7th graders coming up.
I tell you what, she may not end up with 27 points, but in this fourth quarter, Logan Rowell has been all of Cassidy's offense. It's been very impressive.
And folks at home, she's not doing this with nobody on her. She's got one and sometimes two people on her. When she gets to the second part of that hook shot, there's always a second defender there, and Cassidy took the lead back there, 31-30, and another post player steps up for Cassidy and Hendricks as she tips that ball back away from the big players at USA right into the hands of McKenzie Parrish.
It almost looks like USA the last couple trips down has been a little bit tentative, and I'm a little surprised. Almost like they're playing not to, to goof up, and you know when you play like that, you generally goof up. So hopefully that's not the case, but with 2:44 to go, we have a one-point game, and Cassidy has got the ball. A little bit of a mini stall, I think they're looking at running here.
And I got a final for you that's going to definitely make you happy and the rest of the Greater Sun Conference. Mountain City 74, New Haven 56.
A good win for the Brown City Green Devils and the Greater Thumb East.
Yeah, and you're going to have to let me know what happened there because I was looking the other way.
Well, we had a foul called on USA. I think it's going on Chelsea Bitzer. It is. That's her fourth. I'm sure she'll stay in the game, though. More importantly, though, it puts Clifton at the line to shoot two as they're now in the double bonus.
2:31 to go. Cassidy with a one-point lead here looking to extend it from the free throw line. And they nail another one. And down the stretch here, Cassidy's free throws have been good. And I hope I didn't jinx them. I'm not superstitious, so... At least when it comes to other people. What it is to me, I am, but...
They're going to give Bitzer a break, and Kelly Valentine's going to replace her.
You almost don't want to give her a break, but you almost have to. There's a lot of time left in the game, but you can't afford to have her go out either with that fifth foul, so it's dead quiet in here. And that was enough to make me nervous just talking. She misses the second one, Clifton, so the lead stays at 2:32:30. Rebound control by USA, and now Clifton comes right back to work on defense trying to pick the ball, but they manage to get it down inside the first after two quick plays. She makes the one dribble, makes a nice move of her own over top of Hendricks, making it 32-32, 2:12 to go here in the ballgame.
Like Raul on Kansas City side, first has been so aggressive in this fourth quarter for USA, and she's really sparked their offense, and it shows there again.
Something we see out of first that you don't see out of a lot of post players. She makes a jump shot. She gets off her feet. She doesn't just turn around and uses her height that they've done all along. And that's pretty good for only being a sophomore. And like you said, she was injured last year.
We're going to have a tie-up on the floor on the possession that belongs to USA, so they're going to get the ball back. Tie game with a minute 52 to go.
Well, at least it's nice to see Tori Kraft from Harbor Beach here. Unfortunately, she's on crutches, but at least she's out and about. We do know that she, I believe it is a torn MCL or the ACL. I'm not sure which one.
I know she had the MRI. I don't know if it's... The results have come back, but it wasn't good.
You know, it's horrible coming back from knee injuries. I'll tell you what, you think it's all about high school sports, and it's not. That's what I did, and I'm paying the price now. So,
unfortunately, after USA worked hard to get that tie up, they turned around, had an unforced turnover, and Cassidy got the ball back on an errant pass.
So it's still 32-32 with 1:42 to go here in the ballgame, and we got a trap going on right now, and we're going to get a jump ball called, and that was a good trap there. We know it's coming. It's been coming, and... Schinner is still trying to teach his players. He's showing them there exactly what he wanted, but fortunately they maintain control of the ball possession arrow here. 1:39 to go. They get the ball out to Rao. Rao brings it across, goes all the way to the other side, picks up her dribble. She's in trouble. Nobody there to help her. She has it stripped away from her. They get the ball up the court to Valentine. Valentine looks to go up the court. Now she's in trouble. Now she gets it over to the right side to Del Simpler. She gets it down inside to Schultz. Joseph's shot is up, no good. Rebound tipped around. It goes into the hand of Parrish, and Parrish is going to get pushed from behind by First.
Yeah, and I know USA was just trying to be aggressive, but it's tough, tough foul when you got to get a foul 94 feet from the other team's basket. And that's going to be, again, a two-shot foul for Cass City on the double bonus.
And that's her third foul. You know, you got to give Bitzer credit. He should be a politician. You know, he campaigns like one, but...
What do you mean? As a coach, and you know, we've both been there, you got to worry about coaching your team more than what the officials are doing on the court.
That's right. He's not really going to get the change of the call. Some in their own mind think that they're going to, or they're going to get one down the road, but you're not. These are great guys. They're seasoned, especially this time of year. Maybe early in the season you might get those calls because you get some new arrests this time of year and now in girls, but definitely not district time. You're not going to get that extra call.
Very surprising. Megan Parrish just missed both free throws, so the game remains tied.
And USA gets the ball down. It skips through everybody's hands. Two bad passes, but it ended up in Del Simpler's hands, and she made it look simple.
Yeah, she was in the right place at the right time, and she took advantage of it.
And it made it 34-32. Cassidy's going to take the timeout. He's going to take a full. We'll be back right after this message.
Have you dropped out, fallen behind? Has life thrown you a curve? Does completing high school seem out of reach? Do you need an edge to get back on track? EDGE is a positive alternative high school completion program designed to meet the individual needs of students in a very flexible format. If you need an EDGE to complete your high school education, contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194, or visit our website at think-usa.org and click on Alternative Education.
This is Lori Kemp, President of the USA School Board. If you want to step up your child's education, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
And we're back here at Harbor Beach High School with an exciting finish in the second game of the girls' Class C District second round here. USA is clinging to a 34-32 lead over Cass City with 58 seconds to go here in the fourth, but Cass City has the ball. Just an update to let you know, we know that Deckerville did defeat CPS, and we also know that Kingston defeated New Life Christian, but we do not have scores on them. Thanks for those updates. And Cass City gets the ball in. Parrish to Parrish. Parrish is down in the corner. She's picked up there by First. They get it inside to Hendricks. Hendricks shot's no good. Rebound control there by Ewald. And now we're going to get a reaching foul by Cass City as they tried to tie it up.
Cass City got exactly what they wanted. They made a great bounce pass into Hendricks. She had a good look at it. Just couldn't get it to go. But they committed a quick foul. They're going to have to, you know, they still need two more fouls until they're in the bonus. So they might consider fouling on purpose here.
And a full court press comes to it. Fouls with it first with the ball. First makes a fake, brings it up the court. She tries to lob pass it up to Valentine, but she couldn't. Logan Ronald picks it up. Then she sees the court real well, and she had a wide open. Nice move, nice pass, and I don't even have to describe it. But let me tell you what. Logan Ronald brought it down the court, found open Clifton. Clifton found Hendricks. Hendricks find the wide open Parrish. And Parrish made a great shot to take the lead, 35-34. Now to catch you up, USA brings the ball up the court. And that was... Logan Ronald who chased down Sammy Eisengruber. USA got the quick rebound, threw it up the court to Eisengruber up the court. Ronald chased her down, and they got the ball on the shot. Their first shot's up, and it's no good. Down here, Cassidy wanted it as a on-the-floor call, and he didn't get it. He got it as the shot went up. It was interesting.
There was a foul. It was definitely during the shot. We were kind of blocked out, but... the ref is right there looking at it, so probably a good call.
Again, Logan Ronald stepped up and got back down there, and now she misses both shots there on this by Eisengruber, and the rebound is controlled by a jump ball. They had Ronald and First with it, and the possession arrow gave it to USA. 21 seconds to go. USA trails 34-35. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Can you imagine being so efficient that you get an extra hour out of your day? What would you do with that extra hour? The possibilities are endless. And just how do you get that extra hour? By heading to your nearest Thumb Cellular office to check out their selection of BlackBerry smartphones. You heard right. Find out why the BlackBerry smartphone is the number one selling smartphone in the United States. Studies show that the average BlackBerry user increases productivity by 60 minutes a day. There's thousands of apps for you to download to make